Hello?
Hi, Jeremy?
Could be.
Could be. Hello, I'm AJ of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. let me see.
What questions are you going to ask?
Yes. Okay. So, we're not attempting to sell anything or nothing. Your participation result in calls in the future. We're not selling anything. Okay. So we have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
Oh, since I don't know Spanish, we'll go with English.
All right, we'll go with English. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving, or that, and that you are not in a place where you can, and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Yes, in a safe place.
I can confirm that.
Okay. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
Kern. Okay. And let's see. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93306.
Okay, now just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
72.
Okay. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes, Hispanic or Latino, or no, not Hispanic or Latino?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? We have Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Caucasian,
okay. What is the last grade you completed in school? We have some grade school, grades 1 through 8, some high school, 9 through 11, graduated high school, grade 12, technical vocational school, some college, graduated college, or postgraduate?
Graduated college,
okay. If the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? We have a Republican candidate or lean Republican candidate, lean Democrat candidate or Democratic candidate.
Well, is there an independent?
No, we don't have an independent on here. We have a Republican.
Well, I'll go with lean Republican then.
Lean Republican, okay. Okay, now I would like to read you just a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, or just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. So we have Rudy Salas. Is he favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of him?
No opinion.
Okay. David Valadao, is he favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Again, no opinion. I don't like anybody in.
Okay.
On this right.
Joe Biden, favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
Okay. Well, I didn't expect that to happen, but definitely unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris, favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
You know, I want to go no opinion, but just because I haven't, I don't know much about her, but I'm going to have to go unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. We have Donald Trump. We have favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
No opinion. I don't know about that guy.
Okay, no opinion. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's out there So I'm just, I don't know what he's going to do.
Sounds good. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on the issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So we have, you can choose up to two. We have taxes, we have Social Security and Medicare, we have inflation or the cost of living, we have the cost of a mortgage or rent, we have border security, abortion, protecting democracy, healthcare, none of these.
I got to go with the border and the cost of a house.
Okay, border and the cost of a mortgage or rent?
Yes.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and a 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. We have 1 not at all interested. We have 10 very interested. From a number 1 to 10.
I'm going to go with a 7.
Excuse me?
I'm going to go with a 7.
7, okay. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, the Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent. We have Donald Trump, lean Donald Trump, Joe Biden, lean Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., lean Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, lean Stein.
Scooby-Doo's not in there?
No, it's not, unfortunately.
Okay. I'll have to go with lean Donald Trump.
Okay. Lean Donald Trump, okay? If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican? We have Donald Trump, lean Trump, Kamala Harris, lean Harris.
That's a tough one. There's not a, I don't know.
No, not at all. No, I don't see one.
Oh, man. Just because I don't know Kamala Harris that much, I don't know. I have to go with lean Kamala Harris.
Lean Kamala Harris, okay. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican. We have Steve Garvey, Lean Garvey, Adam Schiff, Lean Giff. Schiff, I'm sorry.
I have to go with Lean Garvey.
Lean Garvey. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican? We have definitely Valadao. Probably Valadao, lean Valadao, definitely Salas, probably Salas, lean Salas.
Lean Valadao.
Lean Valadao. Okay. And other than being the Republican nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons you would vote for David Valadao instead of one of the other candidates?
The only thing I can say, I don't know much about Valadao or Salas, but I just feel like he would, these politicians are crazy, but I just feel like maybe he might fight for, things here in California that might matter, such as the economy, the border, things of that nature. I don't know if that helps you or.
Yes, that's all in your opinion. And so feels like he might fight for things in California that actually matter, right?
Yes, to me. Matter to me.
Matter to, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. So we have here, the first one is, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Is this a statement to you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
I work in agriculture, so it's a definite vote for him.
Much more likely?
Yep.
Okay. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines, and improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely?
Yes.
David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
No difference.
No difference? Jim?
Yeah.
American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely.
Yeah.
David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, less likely, no difference.
Well, that statement is probably more likely.
More likely? Okay. Much more likely. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more likely?
Yes. I work in the agricultural field, and that needs to be done.
Okay. Now that you have read, I appreciate your patience, and we're close to being done here. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao? We have favorable and unfavorable.
I have to go with favorable.
Favorable?
Yes.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican. We have definitely Valadao, probably Valadao, lean Valadao, definitely Salas, probably Salas, lean Salas.
I don't know everything about Salas, so I'm going to have to go with probably Valadao.
Probably Valadao. Okay. Which of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's efforts to fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, or secure funding for agricultural research, rural and rural broadband, and affordable housing, or help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or work with both Republican and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or reduce inflation, or improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, or none of these?
Can I pick more than one?
No, I think you can only pick one. Or you might be able to pick some, a few. We could try it.
I want to see what happens. I'll go with the second.
Secure funding for agricultural research and rural broadband affordable housing?
Yeah.
I guess it only let us do one. let me see here. And which one would you say would make you the second, which one would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? So I guess this is the second. Fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade the police equipment. Help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home. Work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues. Reduce inflation. Improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, or none of these?
The first one.
Fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment?
Yes.
Thinking about something else, from which of the two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? So we have here Snapchat, we have TikTok, we have X, formerly known as Twitter. We have digital websites, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, YouTube, Facebook, cable news, Google, Instagram, newspapers, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
Wow, is there like magazines, newspapers?
The closest to that would be the newspapers, I suppose.
It would probably be newspapers and then internet if I wanted to look further into something.
Okay, yeah, because you can say I can accept up to three responses on this. So we have newspapers, digital websites.
Yes.
Digital websites. We have TikTok, Facebook, cable news.
It'd be cable news. I don't know about, I don't do a digital.
No digital, okay. Not digital websites?
Well, no, I do digital websites, but those social media things I don't do, so.
Okay, the social media you don't do. National network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC?
No, it'd be cable.
Okay, cable news, okay.
Yeah.
And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? We have only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services. We have only use satellite, only use cable, use both cable or satellite and online streaming, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, and NBC.
We use cable and digital like Netflix and whatever.
Okay, so
class.
You use both cable or satellite and online streaming?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home? We have own, we have rent, live with parents and relatives, someone else pays, or something else?
Own.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues? We have very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal.
There's not an independent there?
No, not on this one. Maybe the next survey might have it, but not on this one.
Okay. I guess it would be somewhat or the lowest of the conservative.
Somewhat conservative?
Yes.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? We have Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? We have low income, working class, middle class, upper class, and upper middle class. I mean, well to do.
Oh man, at this point I'd have to go with you said working class?
Yeah, we have low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, and well to do.
At this point I have to go with working class.
Working class, okay. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching? We have yes and no?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, and I do appreciate your patience with us today.
All right, well, you have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.